the Maharsha says something very interesting, and we'll talk about part of it more tomorrow, but there's seven different levels of tzaras. And Medrash and the Gemara, they have similar but slightly different lists of what averos you get tzaras for. So the Maharsha says something very interesting. So the Maharsha says that the seven types of tzaras, the particular type you get depends on the avera, one of the seven averos that you did, chas v'shalom, that you deserve tzaras. So the first list in the is the worst in lashon hara. So that you get complete tzaras right away. You don't even have to wait. You have to bring a korban and all the birds and the whole thing. So that's called the nesek, which is in the head or in the beard. So meaning if it happens in your body, it's worse than happening not on your body, let's say on your clothes or on your house. And on your head is even worse than anywhere else on your body. The next level is if you give a false oath. And that's also on your body. And that is called the Baharis. And then, which is like a snowy white blotch. Thank you. And then for Gilei Arayos, you also get, and that's called the Se'es. And another one is you get for being very haughty, Gasus Aruach. So that's called the Gabachas, which is usually on the forehead. And whatever Zorcha, it's like the sun rises. So if something's on your forehead, it's like a good background for it to be seen. And then another one is for stealing. So if you steal, then you get tzaras on your clothes or your house, meaning it's not on your body, but it's on your property. And the last one is on tzaras ayin. So you're too concerned about your own property, you don't care enough about other people. Rashi says that because of that, people aren't going to ask you to borrow your stuff. And he doesn't say, but the Mishnah Perkei Avos, I think, says that that's the trait of Bilam. So then you get it on your house, that it's you have a house and you don't let a poor person or someone needs you to use your house, then you get tzaras in your clothes. Excuse me, in your house. So it's interesting that for different averos, so you get punished with a different type of tzaras, and each one gives a message. So unfortunately, unfortunately for the person, he gets tzaras. So it's not just that he knows he's getting a punishment, but other people will know that he's getting a punishment also. So that maybe would be a social reason to try to not do these averos, in order that people won't see. It's like the scarlet letter, so to speak, Lavdil. So let's not do these averos.